That's friend of the show and the station, our buddy Neil McCoy.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
And Neil, just one of those making headlines this week. As we wrap up the first full week of 2026, it's time to look back on a Friday. To keep you in the know, you know, as it moves pretty fast, it's time for
Extra, Extra, read all
your Friday morning headlines. Thank you very much. Let's start with our buddy Neil McCoy, who this, for the past 10 years, if you don't know, by the way, every single day, you can go to his Facebook page or other social media. Around 9 a.m., he's pretty prompt with it. And every day for the past 10 years,
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Neil McCoy has recited
the Republic for which it stands,
the Pledge of Allegiance.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
And it's pretty cool. He has not missed a day in 10 years. And on Wednesday, he officially hit that 10-year mark, and he celebrated it in style right there from the North Lawn of the White House. So, his people got with the White House, and they worked it all in and had him come in the gates. And congratulations, he recited it right there with the White House as the backdrop. So 3,654, well, as of yesterday, 55 Pledge of Allegiances. He says sometimes he's not in cell phone range or can't get a network signal, so he'll go to, like, some random person's house if he's out in the country. It's like, hey, do y'all have Wi-Fi? I'm Neil McCoy. And he hasn't missed a day. Bless you, buddy. We hope to have him soon because he's going to be in town soon, coming up on the 16th out there at Billy Bob's, Texas. Salute to you, sir. Woo! Neil McCoy.
Okay, pop quiz. Yeah. Does anyone else need their tight ends tuned up in 2026?
Hey, now.
Oklahoma State has a guy for that, and his name is Jason Witten, who's been hired as the new tight ends coach for the university. The Cowboys legend has been working hard as the head coach for Liberty Christian and Argyle since 2020. All eyes are on his son, Cooper. Now, he is one of the top lineman prospects for 2027. Will he go north? Meanwhile, his other son, CJ, playing for Rice University. And that is your sports. Let me go.
There it is. Jason Witten, a Cowboy again. Just up there, the Oklahoma variety.
Right.
Wish we could bring him back to the other one.
How about them Cowboys?
Go to the Super Bowl.
Of actually. Jerry Jones, and it was the end of season, postseason press conference where Jerry gets up there and gives us hope for a new year and all the exciting stuff they're going to do in the offseason. Anyway, he said, I don't think he's ever said this before, his ultimate goal now is to retire as the NFL owner with the most Super Bowl championships. Of course, Jerry's at three. Robert Kraft of the Patriots has six. So to where Stephen Jones, sitting right next to his daddy, said, you got some work to do there, Dad. His son's now been fired.
No.
But also that it is in a new poll that now we have a new number three sport. Of course, number one, most popular, is still very much football. Number two is basketball, but slide over baseball, soccer.
Oh.
And how could it not be? Mm-hmm. With the FIFA World Cup coming soon this year.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
I know you have World Cup fever, Heather
Lee.
And there is no cure. There is no cure.
Mm-mm. So it's not just Friday around here. It's much bigger than that. It's a day to rejoice, unwind, stretchy pants back on, and enjoy Quitter's Day.
Yay.
This is the day everybody quits those New Year's resolutions.
You can do it.
Yeah. One study was conducted in 2019 and found that 80% of folks making a resolution are done by now. Two-thirds don't last a month. So what is the key to that lasting change? Say short, medium, and long goals. You gotta start small, you gotta stay consistent, and the key could be joining a club with others that want to make it happen.
No. I don't know people that want to do that either.
Then you'd have to go and meet people outside of your living room.
And then finally, what would a run of the headlines be without a look at the administration? Because a week that began with, well, a new country for us to run. On the run, oil tankers, Russian subs following. All the stories, the Trump administration said the U.S. will depart and leave 66 international organizations, nearly half of them affiliated with the United Nations, sending ripple effects and shockwaves through the globe. So you can go to the whitehouse.gov for the full list of the 66 international organizations. Seriously, not 6-7?
Come on.
It was right there.
92.1 Hank FM.